hope everybody slept fast last night and got some rest. I thought we did a really nice job in preparing last week for the game up in Detroit. We knew we were going to have our hands full. That's a very good football team with a lot of talent. I really liked the way that we started the game. I thought we started fast in all three phases. The turnovers were huge. We got 14 points off the turnovers. We came out after halftime and probably didn't play the way we wanted to play in the third quarter. Not up to our standards, but we were able to play like we're capable of playing in the fourth quarter and got the outcome that we wanted. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Michael, you'll start. Chris Owens. Chris left the game with a hamstring injury. He has been getting treatment this morning, and I don't know where he'll be on Wednesday when we come back. Again, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but our players are off today, Monday and Christmas Day, so we'll be reporting back on Wednesday. But Chris will be in the training room the next couple of days, but it was not the hamstring that he injured in the week before. You know, he left the game the week before. It was the other hamstring.
Is this a schedule you had planned before the game, whether regardless of the result, or is this a function of wrapping up the number one seed?
There was a little carrot out there. We were going to be off today, and we were going to be off on Christmas Day for our players. And if we got the outcome that we wanted, then they were going to be they were going to have Monday off as well. So we were going to work a half day on Monday if we didn't get the outcome. So a little incentive for the, little extra incentive. And the guys did a nice job.
The game on Sunday doesn't matter results-wise as far as your seed. Have you decided how you might dole out the playing time for your regulars?
We're going to play the game to win. And that's, how we're going to approach it. It's a important game because it's a division game. All games, I think, are important. In terms of the importance of it, does it have no bearing? It really does, because we want to win every time we go out and play.
So you made some big defensive plays there. The turnovers. Dante also made a huge tackle there to force a field goal. But those kind of plays are really huge. So we're first quarter, second quarter, keeping that momentum, as you said, so you guys scored 14 points on
it. Yeah, we did. We gave up a lot of yards last night. But again, our number one goal is to not give up points. And you mentioned the two turnovers that we got the 14 points off, and Dante makes the stop that forces a field goal. Those are big plays in a ball game. So the defense has done a nice job of keeping people out of the end zone all year long. Yeah, we try to simulate things that are going to happen in the game when we're out on the practice field. And Julio made a wonderful catch getting his feet down there in the back of the end zone. Roddy had a nice a couple of nice catches as well. It was nice to see those guys create some explosive plays.
What was on the check down, the touchdown pass to Roddy on the left side? You got the block from Sam.
It was one of part of our screen package. It was a quick screen, and it was just part of the package that we have. And Sam made an outstanding block. Tony made an outstanding block, and Tony was the one that got it started, and then Sam was cleaning up in the alley. And once we got those two blocks, Roddy did the rest and did a nice job running down the sideline. You could really see his speed.
A lot of the guys last night in the locker room really said that they noticed that this is a different team than it was 2 years ago, a different team than it was last year. As you take stock of the mentality and the mindset of your guys, do you notice a difference in how they're approaching the game?
Well, we're a different team every day, Jay, but I think we're a more mature team. Guys have experienced a lot of things together, and they know how the guy next to him is going to respond, and I think that's an important thing. And so there is a difference, and I think there is a maturity level that goes with the experience of playing together.
What do you point to being the biggest difference in these past couple games since the Carolina disappointment?
I think the focus has been very good in practice. Not that it hasn't been, but I think you have to have laser focus. And we've had that the last 2 weeks, and the guys have really made a commitment to one another that we were not going to go, we're not going to go out and play below our expectations and our standards. And we obviously didn't do that. And I know it's history now, a couple of weeks ago over in Carolina, but they committed to one another that we weren't going to ever let that happen again.
Did Ronnie just bang his knee up a little bit when he came off the field for, I guess, just that one?
Yeah, he was out for a play or two, and I don't anticipate that it'll be any issue. It was actually the knee that he hadn't injured a couple of weeks ago, so it was the other knee. Bye week.
Regular season. And then you have the bye week. Are you able to draw on the experiences from 2010 to figure out what kind of worked and what did not?
Sure have. Again, we're going to do things differently this time around during the bye week. We'll handle it differently in terms of our workload and the days that we're going to work during our bye week and what our schedule will be. We're going to not do anything like we did the last time.
Do you anticipate William Moore will get some snaps this week, or do you want to give him the next couple of weeks?
It's going to come down to what the doctor says. I know William is anxious to get back out there. He's been working extremely hard with our athletic performance group, and it's just going to be a matter of what the doctors say. I know he wants to get back out there, and I know having him out there would enhance our chances of winning because he's a guy that can make a whole bunch of plays for us.
The Pro Bowl teams will be announced on Wednesday. I know you're more focused on the team aspects, but I know the players appreciate the kind of recognition, especially when they get it from their peers. Are you hoping you could put a lot of guys in that game again like you did last year?
We've got a lot of guys that are deserving to be recognized as Pro Bowl players, and unfortunately there's going to be some guys that are deserving of it that probably aren't going to make it, but I'm certainly hoping for our guys that we're going to be well recognized in terms of being on the Pro Bowl team.
You had twice given the guys off an entire week, and now they get this break here. That's really a big deal. Is that kind of something you've learned, and you've always had your over 30 clubs since you got here, yep. But you really changed that a little bit?
We're trying to keep our guys as fresh as possible. It's a very long season, and when we laid the whole season out, we looked at when our bye week was going to take place, and it really was right in the middle of our season in terms of you look at preseason games, including the preseason games. So that came at a very good time. And then about 4 weeks later, we get the Thursday night game, which puts a lot of stress on your body. And then we took the time off after the bye week, or after the Thursday night game, and gave them a mini bye. It so happens that they're getting a little more rest over the next few days as well. And I think it's important to have the guys rested both physically and mentally. It is a grind through 4 preseason games, 16 regular season games, and then if you're fortunate enough to play in that second season, you want to be as fresh as you can be.
Now that you know where you are for the playoffs, I mean, do you do much scoreboard watching now, see what everybody else is doing, or let somebody else do that for you?
I don't try to watch the scoreboards during the games. It's going to fall into place, and we're not going to know until the Sunday before, the Saturday or Sunday before we play. And right now, the thing that we don't know is if we're playing on a Saturday or a Sunday. But there's a lot of football to be had. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen this week and next week that are going to determine who's playing who and who's playing where. So we're going to have to go through preparation for multiple teams on our bye week. But right now, we've got to really focus on Tampa. I think it's very important for us as a football team to put this win behind us and continue in the process and get ready for Tampa.
Matt, just Matt, you know, played so well yesterday. Kind of reminded me a little bit of the Philly game on the road, just his efficiency and whatnot. He continues to mature.
I think Matt played the last 2 weeks. He's put his probably his best back-to-back games. He was very efficient. Against New York, he was seeing the field extremely well. He got into a rhythm. I felt that his pocket presence was very good, and he also was able to distribute the ball to the different receivers. They did a very nice job in taking away Tony Gonzalez. They obviously spent more resources on Tony than they did on some of the other guys, and that allowed us to get the ball to some of our playmakers outside.